wanted to speak very briefly this morning about vocations. You know, it's very appropriate that tomorrow the sisters take their step because St. Gabriel here, he's the one who announced to Mary that she was to be a mother of God. We read this in the Sacred Scripture, Gospel of St. Luke. And by the way, St. Gabriel is the patron saint of male men. Isn't that clever? Because he delivered a message to Mary that she was to be the mother of God. He also spoke to Zachary and to Elizabeth. So St. Gabriel is feast tomorrow. He announced to Mary that she was to be the mother of God. Now, the Feast of the Annunciation, we have our Blessed Mother becoming the mother of God when she receives the word from the angel Gabriel from God. She says, "I know Maria becomes mother of God." So this morning I'd like to talk about vocation. What do we mean by vocation? The word vocation comes from Latin vocare, to be called. Every one of us in the church have a vocation. Every one of us. As Jesus said, our very hairs of our head are numbered. The very hairs of our head are numbered. Every one of us, God has a design for our particular vocation. He's given us talents, abilities, graces. And it's important for us to fulfill our vocation. For those of you who have already chosen a vocation, parents, you have a very important vocation to raise your children, not only provide for them physically and temporally, but educate them intellectually so they can be productive, responsible adults. And most importantly, inform them spiritually by example and exhortation. Teach them to pray, teach them to know their faith, to be able to defend their faith, and provide for that. If your children don't go to a Catholic school, make sure they get Catholic either at home or when we have it on Sundays. That's your obligation. For those of you who are young people and don't know what your vocation is, don't have all the difference to everybody if you're going to seminary or when that happens. No, you don't. We don't. Because not everybody's meant to be a priest, not everyone's meant to be a religious. In fact, if somebody's in seminary, you know, they should be able to tell them, you know, hey, nice try, but not going to work. Because they have to be called. Now, the important thing for us to remember as young people is this: what does God want me to do? And I prepare for what God wants you to do by being good students, receiving the sacraments, praying your prayers, forming good habits, no matter what channel you've been called to, you're going to be able to, ready to fulfill that vocation. Now, how do we know someone has that vocation to become a priest or religious? Well, God whispers maybe a little inspiration in their heart. Have you mentioned this before? The angel Gabriel can appear to you and knock you in the head of the domain. No. It doesn't happen that way. Sometimes it can be a whisper, something not going to, don't expect an apparition, this is not going to happen. We don't expect some horrendous major thing to, you know, totally wake you up, like St. Paul was knocked off his horse, you know, a vision of Christ. But how do you know someone has a location? If they have that creatious good head, you don't have to be Einstein, but you have to have, you know, fairly good intelligence. No mental issues, no mental problems. You have to have good health. You don't all of a sudden join the seminary and have, you know, people have to take care of you if you sit the rest of your life. You're going to come and you sit the rest of your life. You have fairly good health. You don't have to be Charles Atlas, but you know, you have to have pretty good health. And thirdly, you have to have a generous heart because it is a sacrifice. But how do I know if somebody has a vocation? St. John, again, he was holy. He'd come out of the confessional and tell people, God inspired me, you know, you do this, you do that. Well, that's not me. So for us ordinary people, us ordinary bishops and priests, the church has set down that people take steps gradually. And so month after month and year after year, you get to see how they perform, how they work, and whether someone has a vocation or not. That's both for the convent and also for the seminary, for the priesthood and the religious life. So they don't just jump in with both feet and say, well, that's all kind of make a mistake. No, it takes time, it takes prayer and meditation. If someone joins the seminary convent and it doesn't work out for them and they leave, don't you mind hold up or hold away? They're on the fast track to hell. No, it wasn't God's will, it wasn't meant to be, it didn't work out. And it was good that they tried. How do you know if you have vocation? Well, you don't know 100%. You don't know 100%, but that's why you join to know what God's will is, and that's why he gives the superiors, the priests, and religious superiors an opportunity to observe a person, and it's a learning process. I joined the seminary when I was 15, so this September will be 40 years. 40 years since I've been in the seminary. Did I know 100%? No. But I thought, you know, this might be what I want to do. I gave it a try, and that first year was pretty tough. Very, very strict regulations and, you know, silence and, you know, very strict regime. But okay, a second year was a little better, and the third year was, this is, I think, just what God wants me to do. So it doesn't come like overnight and all at once, but it's something that God gradually leads a person. So when it comes to vocations, tomorrow we have the sisters taking two steps, or two of them taking steps to become novices. These girls get their hair cut and receive their name and habit. And the next day we have two young men becoming other Christs. They become priests, they offer Mass, primarily they offer the sacrifice of sacrifice and cross in an unbloody manner. And be able to hear confessions and absolve all sins. What a wonderful privilege that is for a person to become Christ's representative and active person of Christ. It's a great, great, tremendous vocation. So on this occasion, as I mentioned, vocations, pray. If you're a young person, don't know what God's will is, pray to know God's will. And most importantly, live your faith. And those of us who have vocation, let's be faithful to that vocation. Whatever aspect or whatever situation we find ourselves in at this moment, let's most importantly remember the primary thing is for us to go to heaven. Let's do our best to go there. I'd like to say one last thing, and that is with regard to parents. Your children are like little tender plants, little flowers, little trees. And what they go through, what they experience now as children affects them for the rest of their life. But you know these flowers, these trees grow up very quickly. And there's two keys to having a good garden and listening. Some of you, I'm sure, can grow a far better garden than I've ever grown. But you know you have to take the weeds out, the weeds away, and you have to make sure the flowers, the trees get plenty of sunlight, get plenty of watering, and fertilize whatever needs it. And when children are being raised, how important is to keep them away from occasions of sin that don't, they're going to damage permanently that flower, damage permanently that tree. And those occasions of sin are so much everywhere, just so rapid everywhere, that it's very important to be very careful to watch over them. They don't watch any bad movies or listen to bad music or see anything that's going to ruin their innocence. It's so prevalent out there. And the second thing is make sure that you teach them to pray by example. Pray as a family. Receive the sacraments regularly, because that's the grace that they'll need to strengthen them in the practice of virtue. And whatever they learn, whatever you instill in them now, that will stay with them the rest of their life. So maybe even if they sometimes maybe wander off the path, the right path, you have planted that seed of faith in them, and that will be the thing that brings them back. So, very important when we think about vocations, how important it is that we all do God's will. No matter what vocation is, if we don't know God's will, pray to do God's will. But just remember this, if it's God's will that you do this and this and this and this, and you resist God's will, well, that's like trying to put a round peg in a square or a square peg in a round hole. We're going to not be in the place God wants us. So important, what does God want me to do? And like our blessed mother said at her Annunciation, as the angel told her she was to be the daughter of God, what was her response? Fiat mihi sicum verum suam. Ecce unto the Lord. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Be it done to me according to thy word.